Hey everyone out there, this is Luke Ski. This is not a regular episode of Bad Rapport, and let me explain why. Today is February 23rd, and earlier today, Carrie came over so that we could record a podcast as usual. In fact, we had decided that we were going to not worry about our time limit and just go ahead and record as long as we felt like recording. And we got about 2 hours into recording the episode with songs and news of the stupid and such, at which point I said, oh, I better pause this recording and add more time to it so that we can finish off the last bits we were going to do. At which point the program I was using, Goldwave, decided to freeze on me, and we lost the entire 2 hours. So, yeah. After that, I took Carrie over to our friend Matt's place, where her husband Josh was watching Tron with them. And when she met up with Josh to go get in his car, she some kind of accident occurred in which she slammed her thumb in the car door, getting into Josh's car, adding injury to insult, as it were, for today, February 23rd. So in honor of February 23rd, I'm going to start this special episode 9.5 of Bad Rapport with this track by Baldbox.
Visit sadtrombone.com for all your sad trombone moments.
My ice cream fell off the cone. The wind turned my umbrella inside out. I just blew a hole right through my Kleenex. The host of my favorite kids show growing up just died.
Hey Rob, your beard makes you look like a girl.
I just ate a Rice Krispie treat that was neither Rice Krispies nor a treat. Hey, this isn't the line for the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's the line for getting a duck shoved up your ass.
I'm sorry, did we say duck? That was a typo.
Hey, why'd you name your band Korn? You're not badasses, you're fucking niblets. Ew. This gum tastes like my grandma.
Ew. It does taste like your grandma.
Hey, that clown just killed my dad. It wasn't even funny. How could my cancer spread to my car? That's not a thing. It's totally opposite of the thing you wanted.
Hey, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
Well, yeah, well, you got your peanut butter on my chocolate.
Hey, you got your scrod in my flan!
Well, we tried to make a comedy album over a weekend.
Really? How'd that work out for you?
Yes, that was Baldbox with 76 Sad Trombones from their album, The Dumb Album. So yeah, we have a phone message from Draconis that I figure I'll play right now. So let me cue that up, and here it is.
Hey, this is Draconis again, D-R-A-C-H-O-N-U-S. The game I was talking about was Kingdom Hearts, K-I-N-G-D-O-M-H-E-A-R-T-S, for the PlayStation systems. They use a lot of the Disney cartoons and sometimes shows for the game. That's why I was asking your opinion on that. Great show, by the way, for episode 9. Also, wondering if you heard of Sundar the Barbarian from the 80s for an opinion on that. Great show. Have a good day.
Well, yes, I have heard of Sundar the Barbarian, but I'll save talking about that for episode 10 when we can read some of the other comments. But to get back to your main point, yes, Kingdom Hearts. I feel very foolish for not having fully realized that's the game you were referring to in your previous messages. So, just for the quick rundown of characters who have not yet appeared in the Kingdom Hearts video game series from Disney that I would like to see in future Kingdom Hearts games from animated films. Of course, I would like characters from The Princess and the Frog, in particular the Shadow Man, because he would be perfect for that game as a villain. Meet the Robinsons, of course. Once again, Bowler Hat Guy with Doris would be so awesome to see. I'd love to see the whole cast of The Emperor's New Groove in there. Rhino, the hamster from Bolt, would be awesome. The Hunchback of Notre Dame characters, such as Quasimodo, Vincent, and Hugo. King Louie from The Jungle Book and other people from The Jungle Book would be nice. Cruella de Vil, the Mad Hatter and the March Hare, the Headless Horseman, Mr. Toad. And the thought crossed my mind of getting a Christmas Carol, the new Jim Carrey version that they put out this year. That might be interesting to try to have them work that in. For live-action films, Herbie the Love Bug would be great. The Adam Sandler movie Bedtime Stories that Disney put out, that'd be another really cool one to try to work into the mix. Beverly Hills Chihuahua, why not? It was a cute movie. Sky High would be great, especially if they got Bruce Campbell to do the voice of Coach Boomer. Putting the Haunted Mansion in there, either the movie version or actually more preferably the actual theme park. If they incorporated Disney theme park stuff into it like Haunted Mansion, that would kick super much ass. The Absent-Minded Professor with Flubber, either the old version or the Robin Williams version, whichever. Fly to the Navigator would be good. Mary Poppins would be good. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids would be good. From TV, Kim Possible is a no-brainer. Darkwing Duck would be awesome. If Darkwing Duck was in it, I'd buy a PlayStation just for that in and of itself. Gargoyles would be cool, of course. And yeah, so that's about it for my thoughts on the Kingdom Hearts series. And based on your message and your suggestion that we talk about this, Carrie suggested we play the following songs by MC Chris. So here we go. So that was MC Chris with his song Kingdom Farts from, I believe that is from the album Dungeon Master Ceremonies. So we forgot to, well, didn't really forget. I will now do the thing that we are traditionally doing, which is to read what Google Voice translated from Draconis's message. So here's what Google Voice thought Draconis's message was. Hey, this is Drake O'Thomas again. Dracons. The game I was talking about was Kingdom Hearts, KingTonHeart. Ask for the PlayStation's systems. They use a lot of the Disney cartoons and sometimes shows for the game. That's why I was asking your opinion on that. Great show, by the way, for upsetting on. Also wondering if you heard of Something or The Bar. Very in from the 80s for Hey Jumping On There. Greg So, have a good day. So, on that note, I want to play these couple of tracks from some spoken word albums by Mr. Henry Rollins that seem fitting for this type of situation.
So, being a fan of the use of language, being a fan of English, I got this amazing letter from a fellow named Boris, and I wanted to read this to you. He's from the Czech Republic, and I wanted to read you this quick letter by the cat because he's just amazing, and he wrote one of the greatest sentences I have ever read in my life, and I very much want to share it with you. And I'm not trying to put the guy down. I'm not saying, oh, he's dumb. He's just a cat. He's trying to use English. It's not his language, you know, but he's getting by. Like, how well do you get by in Czech? Right. Help. You know, you say, Czech, please, but you can't get by in Czech. This guy's struggling in English, and he's making it. And he is avant. He's bebop. Check this guy out. This is 8/22/98, 12:16 p.m., Los Angeles, California. Boris checks in from the Czech Republic with this burning missive. Hello, Henry. I'm sorry for my English, but I understand English very little. Thank you for your favor. My name is Boris. Have 24 years and write Czech Republic. You played in Czech 2X. Both concerts, they were splendid. Okay, check out this sentence. On two concert, I'm should collective photo. But small, fat, bald-headed technologist be insane. Let's milk it, shall we? On two concert, I'm should have collective photo, but such small, fat, bald-headed technologist be insane. In translation, I think he took his roll of film to Rite Aid and had a bad Rite Aid experience. And you've all had that experience in Thrifty and Rite Aid, where time seems to slow down. I think Boris got his film fucked up by the technologist, who must be, woo, a bit insane. I go on. I compilation all material for you and band. I would like to read of your some book, but she don't publishing in Czech language. This book should be successful in Czech Republic, sure. I, you, very much for autograph or publicity material or answer in my letter. Thanks a lot for it. I wish for you, band, much power, health, and energy at Further Way Music. Goodbye in future concert in Czech Republic, Boris. The communique from Boris makes me think of how great a feature-length movie with this use of language would be. Could you imagine an intense courtroom drama with scowling, wildly gesticulating lawyers making a case for their clients, kicking it like Boris? Think of having the air flight attendant come on with an English as a second language message. For making landing immediate time, incredibly. Broken moving, not now. Stupid motor on flaming. I declaration emergency. And it made me think of wanting to write a whole screenplay using English as a second language and like have really like some intense like Bruce Willis, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, heavy-hitting actors in, like, tense courtroom drama, like, for much objections at you of me, sir.
Oh, well, for knighting of you, fucking where were you during raping of woman? Ah, for fooling at you of me, trying you. Whoa, and people will be coming out of the theater like, and it would maybe be the only time middle America gets their minds expanded. You know, past like, oh, fish sandwich, happy meal, or new mix something. You know, and just send them out like brain damaged in a good way. Like, wake up! Use your language in a different way. Deconstruct it. Throw it in the Cuisinart. Have fun with it. You know, and it's just an idea, but no one ever likes my ideas. Shut up, Henry. Shut up, Henry. But anyway.
Yep, that was Henry Rollins. A couple clips from him doing spoken word. One of the albums that was from was a Rollins in the Rye, and the other one was Live at West Beth Theater. So you can look those up. I have all of Henry Rollins' spoken word albums, and they're phenomenal. I think he's coming to Chicago soon, so I got to look up and find out when that is so I can try to go see him live. Anyway, to read another post we got from one of our listeners, we got a message from somebody named Kevin, and it goes as follows. Hi, Luke and Carrie. I've been enjoying Bad Rapport. A couple of comments. I, too, watched Putting on the Hits. Yikes, I was entertained by pretty much anything back then. Not many of the show's lip-sync acts stand out in my memory, but I do recall a guy who did Say, Say, Say as he sang the Paul McCartney lines, he stood so you could only see his left side. Then for the Michael Jackson part, he suddenly spun around to reveal that his right side was dressed like Michael Jackson, complete with face paint. It was like half a minstrel show. My high school had its own annual lip-sync contest, and a couple of kids perfectly replicated the Paul Simon Chevy Chase You Can Call Me Al video. Later, they auditioned to appear on Putting on the Hits with this act, but alas, apparently they didn't make the cut. By the way, I went to a Patton Oswalt show in Boston last week. When it was time to work the crowd, everyone Patton talked to was quite boring. Patton even admitted, in working the crowd tonight, I'm 0 for 3. He still made it funny, but was clearly having a tough time since the crowd gave him so little to work with. I'm sure he really appreciated your contribution to the Chicago show. If Patton had called on me, I was planning to tell him that I was a caricature artist named Luke. But we were way in the back, so that didn't happen. Have fun at MarsCon. Wish I could see you there. Kevin of the Sponge Awareness Foundation. So, first of all, thanks, Kevin, for the message, and thanks for your feedback on Putting on the Hits. I think I might remember having seen that Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson guy. And, of course, the Patton story is awesome. when I first read this message, it's like, oh, somebody named Kevin. And then I get to the end, it said Kevin of the Sponge Awareness Foundation. I'm like, oh, it's Kevin Eldridge. How cool. I haven't talked to him in a while. And come to think of it, why isn't the Sponge Awareness Foundation posting songs at the sideshow page of thefump.com? So, Kevin, you should do that. And for right now, for all the fans out there, I'm going to play a song by the Sponge Awareness Foundation. So here is the Sponge Awareness Foundation. Woohoo!
I always watch that Brady Bunch, and everyone agrees. It's just the best show ever. It's so early 70s. I watch those reruns day and night. It was what I lived for. Then one day I was shocked to find Greg Brady at my door. And I was terrified by what he said. Greg Brady wants me dead.
Who's that Brady anymore? He's Johnny Bravo.
He was dressed as Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
He was looking very strange. He was singing, it's a sunshine day, and when it's time to change. He was singing, we can make the world a whole lot brighter. He said, keep on, keep on, keep on. Silver platter at my head. Greg Brady wants me dead.
You little fake.
But what's next?
Next he tried to wrap a beaded curtain around my throat. Then I had to face that stolen high school mascot goat. He built a giant house of cards to crush me, I suppose. Tried to smash my face in with a football. Oh, my nose.
Oh, no.
Don't play ball in the house. it calm down. But there's a giant blue convertible that's chasing me around, trying to run me down. Everything's alright. Yes, it was a bad dream caused by too much Nick at night. I laugh, but then I look up, and I'm just in time to see Greg Brady just about to smash a surfboard down on me. Oh, I should have watched the Partridges instead. Greg Brady wants me dead.
Adios.
And Bobby wants me dead.
Thank you.
And Peter wants me dead.
Mr. Cool.
And Marsha wants me. Marsha wants me dead.
Marsha.
And Alice wants me dead.
Right.
Sam the Butcher wants me dead. Even Tiger wants me dead.
Tiger.
Cousin Oliver wants me dead.
This is great.
Greg Brady wants me dead.
This is great.
Greg Brady wants me dead.
Greg Brady.
Greg Brady wants me. Greg.
Davy Jones!
Look what you've done to me.
They came from different backgrounds. They came from different parts of the country. But they shared one common dream: to become the number one year-end artist on the nationally syndicated Dr. Demento show. And they did. Shoebox of Worm Quartet, nerdcore rapper Devo Spice, the great Luke Ski, Chris Mezzalesta of Power Salad. All of them have had the number one most requested comedy song of the year on the legendary radio program The Dr. Demento Show. For the past 5 years, these four artists secretly wrote material, which over a span of 3 days was recorded, to bring you one of the greatest sketch comedy albums ever recorded.
Everybody!
Shoebox, Devo Spice, Luke Ski, and Power Salad are Cirque du So What. Their debut sketch comedy album, Procrastinators of the Apocalypse, world premieres at MarsCon, March 5th, 2010. Order the CD now at CirqueDuSoWhat.net.
Or, if you don't know how to spell that, you can go to BaconNipples.com.
Cirque du So What, because we couldn't think of anything better for our group's name.
Oh, my friends, how I would love to tell you all about Cirque du So What, all the behind-the-scenes stuff, all the juiciness behind what will be the most epic thing ever in the history of time! But I'm not going to. So, you will just have to wait to find out what is in store for you as far as Cirque du So What is concerned. But what you can do is go to CirqueDuSoWhat.net, or, as we said before, BaconNipples.com. Either one of them works. And pre-order the CD, Procrastinators of the Apocalypse. Now you're saying, why? I'll tell you why. Because if you pre-order it, you will get with your CD a special bonus disc of material that's not going to be released anywhere else. It's got additional sketches. It's got outtakes. It's got raw versions of music we used. It's just a great 20 minutes of awesome bonus stuff. Behind the scenes and extra sketches and stuff. You're really going to want to have that if you are a hardcore fan of myself, Devo Spice, Shoebox, and Chris of Power Salad, and of Sketch Comedy, and of Dementia, and of little bunnies that are your friends that you pat on the head. So, go to CirqueDuSoWhat.net. That's CirqueDuSoWhat.net. Or, much easier to spell, BaconNipples.com, and make your pre-order. And, oh, by the way, I should slip in here. The song we just heard was Greg Brady Wants Me Dead by the Sponge Awareness Foundation. Yeah, they are awesome. So, let's move on. As long as we're plugging things, we should move on to what's Luke plugging now. And I'm doing this because there's no guarantee at this immediate moment in time where I am speaking at this moment. There's no guarantee that we're going to record episode 10 before we leave for MarsCon. So, just in case, I'm getting this out of the way because after MarsCon, a lot of this will be useless. Anyway, what's at the Fump? Well, let me tell you. Newest song is called Cheap Ass Cyborg by Tom Smith. Quite awesome. I just heard it this morning. It's great. The Naughty Wench by Mark Gunn. Saying them all. Fuzzy Navel by Steve Goody. Oh, Won't You Show Your Cans by the charity group called the Boobles, a.k.a. Sea Monkey. Please go check them out because they're trying to raise money to help fight breast cancer. So, the Boobles, go check them out. Bare Facts by Nuclear Bubble Wrap. Grumbledy by TV's Kyle. Uranus by RobertLondonSpaff.com. Hookin' for Drugs in All the Wrong Places by Money Shot Cosmonauts featuring the Sea Monkeys. And I would like to take this moment to point out on the sideshow there is an excellent song by Insane Ian called Dig Dug. It is a parody of Tick Tock by Keisha, and it's one of Ian's best works ever. So go check out the main page of thefump.com, get all those current songs, and go check out the Fump sideshow where you can find Insane Ian by Dig Dug. It might still be on the main page, it might not. It's worth looking up, and leave comments for Ian and for the rest of us letting us know what you think of these songs. So, I'm going to be performing at Mid-South Con in Memphis the weekend of, I believe it's March 12th through 14th, that sounds about right, down in the Memphis area. So, yes, I will be there. I have been lax in plugging that I will be there, but I, in fact, will be there performing on Friday and Sunday, maybe doing something Saturday, don't know yet. Mark Gunn, I think, is going to be there too, so definitely if you're in the driving vicinity of Memphis, come check us out. The weekend before, of course, MarsCon. That's what it's all about, baby. MarsCon. 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 You're going to be there, aren't you? Okay, so, MarsCon. First of all, the MarsCon 2010 Dementia Track t-shirt is now available. It features a cartoon image drawn by myself, Luke Ski, with all of the various artists performing at the MarsCon 2010 Dementia Track as various Dark Lords or Femme Fatales. If you order it super now right away, you should be able to get it in your hands before you leave for the con, but you gotta do it quick. So go to dementiaradio.spreadshirt.com/MarsCon. Hopefully there'll be enough time. You'll have to check the details on the shipping to find out for sure. Unfortunately, with the way things go, we're not selling these shirts at the con themselves because somebody would have to front the money and none of us have any money. So, so MarsCon t-shirts available now. Of course, if you want the full schedule of everything that's happening at MarsCon on the main stage, you can go to MarsConDementia.com and click on the schedule list. It'll tell you everything that's happening. There's some other special events you got to know about. First of all, the Space Oddity Brew Pub. I always get it wrong. Space Oddity Brew Club and Pub, which is put together by Beth Kinderman and her friends at Feng Shui Ninjas. They're doing their whole gaming and more acoustic-leaning funny music and stuff for people who like that sort of thing. On Saturday evening, they have a lineup of concerts. 9:30 p.m. is Gifted Gear. 10 p.m. is Beth Kinderman and the player characters. 11 p.m. is Feng Shui Ninjas. Midnight is Toy Boat, and which, by the way, is totally electric, totally electric, totally electric. It'll melt your grandma's face off. Electric. 1 p.m. is The Potential Slayer. Or 1... That should say 1 a.m., I think. 1 a.m. is The Potential Slayers after Toy Boat. So check them out. If for some reason you're not interested in seeing Cirque du Soleil and Luke Ski and Devo Spice and the Gospels on the main stage, if the more acoustic leaning acts are your bag, baby, go check out the Space Oddity Brew Club and Pub. And they'll be doing stuff Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, so check them out. And on the 13th floor, of course, the Dementia Radio Room Party will be back once again, casting over Dementia Radio. It'll be epic. It's in room 1313. I like that number. It'll be right next door to Rob Balder's Earthworld Room Party, so Party Rob Balder will be in effect, of course. At some point over the weekend, probably late Saturday night, we don't know for sure, there will be a showing of our annual installment of Dementia SmackDown Wrestling, where Jared Perez, a.k.a. Mr. Tuesday, the commissioner of Dementia SmackDown Wrestling, has created a video from his WWE video games featuring virtually every performer that's performing at the MarsCon Dementia Track this year, doing a 20-man battle royal for supremacy in the ring. So you come there, you'll see live commentary by Commissioner JP Tuesday and Duke Flyboy DuJour, and that'll be a lot of fun. So keep an eye out for signs up in the Dementia Radio Room Party, letting you know when that's going to be happening. Also on the 13th floor will be Karaoke Joe's doing karaoke, room 1306 with Ben and Dove and his crew, keeping it going till the break of dawn. And across the hall from the Dementia Radio Room Party will be the AV Club Movie Room in room 1340, where Earl Wingard Lucas and his crew will be playing cinematic delights to tantalize your eyes, including on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. In that room, we'll be showing Mystery Spatula Theater 11, Dungeons & Dragons. Now, for those of you who have been fans for a while of Mystery Spatula Theater 11, know, Dungeons & Dragons is an episode we put out a few years back. But what we are doing is showing a shortened version of it so that at the end of our two-hour block, starting at about 11:40 a.m., we are going to do a live riffing of a short. It is a safety in the workplace film from the 1970s, and me and Carrie and Matt will be riffing on it live there so that we have some new content for you this year. So starting at 10 a.m., Dungeons & Dragons at 11:40 a.m., the new live short. You're not going to want to miss it. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, so that's that. The Dementia Fan Showcase happens once again, on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in Karaoke Joe's on the 13th floor. It'll be your chance to get up in front of the crowd and show your demented stuff. If you're an up-and-coming dementia artist with some new songs you want to sing, if you're a karaoke fanatic who likes to sing your favorite funny tunes, or if you got a lip sync you want to do, whatever you want to do, just bring it on over to the Karaoke Joe's on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. DJ Particle will be your host and doing some tunes herself. We'll probably get through at least three rotations. We tend to. It'll be a lot of fun. So that's Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Karaoke Joe's. As a reminder, the Dementia Track fundraiser is still out there. We did hit our initial goal. We're very grateful for everyone who bought stuff and donated above and beyond the Call of Duty. There are still some things that need to get paid for here and there, smaller expenses that Sarah and I really can't afford to cover on our own. So if you have not yet picked up a copy of the MarsCon 2010 Dementia Track fundraiser albums or MP3s, or for any of the previous year's ones, feel free to go to MarsConDementia.com and, you know, pick them up, because they still will help us out at the track. And as I said before, Cirque du So What is making its world premiere performance and album at MarsCon 2010. As I said before, CirqueDuSoWhat.net and BaconNipples.com to pre-order and get your special bonus disc. And yes, if you're going to pre-order it and pick it up at MarsCon, we'll refund you for the shipping. So there you go. All right. Is there anything else I forgot to plug? No. All right. Thank you for humoring me while I plugged the shit out of everything in the universe. What was I going to do next now on this February 23rd godforsaken freaking show? I think that was it. I think I was going to be done at this point. I'm going to play one more song just because we end with a song here. And as I said, me and Carrie are going to try to get another real episode recorded before we leave for MarsCon. But just in case we don't, you have this episode to keep you company. Until then, we intend to get back on our episode every 2 weeks schedule once MarsCon has subsided. But, you know, anyone who knows us knows that MarsCon keeps us busy 8 ways to Sunday until the thing is, you know, several days over with. So thanks again for listening to this special episode 9.5 of Bad Rapport. Sorry for our delay. Thank you for being loyal listeners to the show. Carrie and I do appreciate it. If you still have comments you want to make on episode 9, for us to read in episode 10, go ahead and do that at badrapport.com, BADRAPPORT.com. Of course, you can still leave voicemail messages at 916-LUKE-SKI, and you can send us emails at badrapport@gmail.com. So there you go. I'm going to take you out here with a track by the Bloodhound Gang, just because I like that band and have been listening to their CDs the past couple of days as I've been tooling around Chicago running errands in preparation for MarsCon. So Here is the Bloodhound Gang. Thanks for tuning in. This has been the Great Luke Ski for Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport. And yeah, peace. Talk to you later. We out.
Hey, da dee da da dee da da. This is Rip Taylor. Hey there, Sprinkle Genies. Did you know that midgets make up a small percentage of the population? About half, up to here. Hey! Ooh! But seriously, don't you think it's time we had a female president with big gazooms, tatitatooties, tatatatatatas, but bing bangs? Big jugs, get it? Hello, Dolly. Is this microphone on? Hello? Anybody out there, can they hear me? Somebody call my agent. My hair is lifting. Please, what am I doing here? They're probably saying to yourself, why the hell would a comedic virtuoso like Rip Taylor want anything to do with those half-witted white trash crotch goblins, the Bloodhound Gang? Oh, well, listen, folks, the answer is very simple. American cashito, dollarinis, no checks. They paid me, you hiney hobbit. Why else? Oh, I'm getting moist. I mean, come on, let's face it, kids. Pardon me, but they are a bunch of knuckleheads.
Who's the knucklehead?
We are the knuckleheads.
Who's the knucklehead?
We are the knuckleheads.
Who's the knucklehead?
We are the knuckleheads.
Butter than I'd play the
jelly.
I'll peel apart your bread and then I'll penetrate your belly. Your voice is mighty bad. I'll wash you off with coast. Now I'll take my jelly
and spread it on your toast.
No one runs faster. The mighty's my blaster. So grab some Shasta.
The mighty Mike Master.
Giving you communion with your lips on my cup. Now if you're the water boy, then I'm the heavyweight contender. I'm gonna mix you all up like a
fucking deck of blender.
If you would be the tussle, then I'd have to be defender. I'll be out in just for weeks, so what the
first offender?
You a dumbest stupid beer, and I'm the one that vocals bell. Putting holes through your body like Harvey Gattel. You're a broken down big ol', I'm a banana seed twin.
Take the butt of your gun and smash their nose in.
I'm a Lego Eggo maniac. I'm sticky in some fun tech trip to the store and get another
six pack.
But I'm dropping like a ground zero. My Colonel Cookie's getting fucked by Hogan's heroes. Oh, eeny, meeny, mighty, mighty, you took your shot, you missed. I wasn't a good boy this year, I'm not a status list. I gave your girl some sauces and then I said,
your wrist.
Now I'll take ass out with my name, which
is Meredith.
Who's the knucklehead?
We are the knucklehead.
Who's the knucklehead?
We are the knucklehead.
We are the knuckleheads.
Who's the knuckleheads?
We're the knuckleheads.
Who's the knucklehead?
We are the knuckleheads.
Who's the knucklehead?
We are the knuckleheads.
Who's the knucklehead?
We are the knuckleheads.
Who's the knucklehead?
We're the knuckleheads.
Fast, quick, big, light ass when you pass.
Yes.
You
threw it like a girl.
That's why you got picked last. And Mr. Easy does it, never did it, now did he?
Jesus is coming, so I'm busy.
And you and your chumps are gonna get your
lumps.
I got the loose and lay the golden egg. I got goosebumps, cause I'm black, y'all. It's a fact, y'all. And if you try and take what's mine, I'll take it back,
y'all.
I wish all skinheads smell like Mr. Clean. And that girl from Jersey really was 19. Cause the whole damn world would be
peachy keen.
With Rip Taylor on the cover of every magazine. So go,
Rip, Rip, Rip Taylor.
I'd rather eat fresh honey gel.
And I ain't crazy about no goddamn butthole, no, huh?
Batter rolling with you like a fucking
cannoli.
Man of Satan had a hockey team that I beat.
The goalie.
Cause we're dumber than Driftwood, dumber than your mama.
Dumber than a supermodel.
Dumber than Kwanzaa.
Who's the knucklehead?
We are the knucklehead.
Who's the knucklehead?
We are the knucklehead.